Is your name Bing because ChatGPT brought you to me? I don't know.
We are back this week with some bits that have hit the fan. We're chatting again on ChatGPT because it's still all the buzz. I'm seeing it all over the news. We've got the money markets talking about it. I'm getting webinars from all our vendors talking about it. And honestly, internally, we're having tons of conversations about how AI is changing the way we're communicating with customers and how our employees are using it on a day-to-day. It's an interesting balance of some fun, exciting, hilarious pieces to ChatGPT and how that's affecting the IT industry. James Schuler, Emily Kirk, Taylor Littlejohn here to break this one down for more information, take back to our businesses. This is when bits hit the fan, where we keep an eye on tech news so you don't have to. Each time a news story breaks, I, Taylor Littlejohn, and James Schuler translate the facts and show you how it impacts your business. So if you feel like your life is inundated with tech stories, let us guide you through when bits hit the fan. So James, I just want to throw it over to you quickly. Are you actually seeing ChatGPT catch on? Are we using it internally? Like, where are you investigating right now? And how ChatGPT has developed in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I just had ChatGPT write 101 pickup lines for me. So I'm keeping it fresh. That's not a bad way to use it. There's a thousand different ways to use it, but that's the way that I've gotten the most value. Last time we talked, Taylor, remember I told you we had it code a website for us?
Yep.
Yeah, well, everyone's finding unique ways similar to that to try to start their work by first getting ChatGPT to give them a head start. So a lot of positions, a lot of jobs, no matter what role it is that they're going to fill or what industry they're going to be in, they're just going to use it as a head start. Others, though, are starting to wonder what are the limits on how far this can really go. Do you remember what program kind of got this into the news? Who was it that kind of broke that ChatGPT was something cool to talk about?
Who was it?
Bing. The search engine no one uses. Microsoft, right. Bing offered their new version of search engine that's supposed to compete more with Google by having GPT-4. ChatGPT leverages the same technology. So it's kind of confusing. They all have a similar name. But that idea that artificial intelligence or machine learning is fixing our ways of writing or phrasing our sentences, all that comes from this GPT technology. So why do we care? Well, there's one side of the world that thinks that people are putting private information into the ChatGPT tool, and that's going to wind up now becoming public. There's another side that I think is a little closer to a lot of us, that teenagers and students are plagiarizing their work, leveraging ChatGPT. Emily, can you imagine? I mean, you taught. What if you had to double check papers to make sure it wasn't just a search on writing something on Moby Dick?
Yeah, I mean, we used to have this problem all the time where kids would be Googling stuff and they would just, you know, spit out whatever Google said. And we were able to kind of check in on that with like Google Classroom. But now with ChatGPT, I don't even know if you're able to check for that anymore. Like, it's,
you can. There's an industry centered around double checking ChatGPT work. It's a term, I think I'm using it right, barred words. Those barred words get searched and they have a score that yes, this leveraged some ChatGPT language or not. And considering it's just scouring the internet, I'm guessing that it's not that hard for us to figure out if the sequence of phrases being used are from a ChatGPT search or your own. You know what we used to do when I was a kid? We didn't do ChatGPT. You know what we used to do?
Clippy.
We would just bullshit it. We would just make it up. And if it sounded good enough, Jeeves? The teacher wouldn't ask double Jeeves. Check you. Ask Jeeves, yeah.
Oh, ask Jeeves, throwback.
Exactly. So, no, I think it's interesting that now you've got tools in place that can help get you a jump start, whether it's writing an essay, a resume, or maybe something more complicated like code to a program or software, it can at least get you a head start.
Sure. But
that's the way I see most people starting to use it. Then there's the whimsical side, the pickup lines, the write me a poem. You could be really specific. Write me a tech poem in the voice of Eminem, and it would do it in a different way than it would if you asked for it in a different person's voice. Mm-hmm. How would Barack Obama say a tech poem? And that would be a very different sequence of words. So for all those reasons, it's very cool. But at the core of ChatGPT, it's artificial intelligence and automation. And that's nothing new to us. In fact, that's been a buzzword in the IT circles for a while. There are some that are believing that ChatGPT is revolutionizing cybersecurity. And to me, this is where I think it gets kind of interesting. So are we okay nerding out a little bit on why that might be? The first reason that's kind of cool is that artificial intelligence and automation is already a part of our world. Groups like managed service providers like Center, they leverage tools to automate patching, sometimes backup jobs. Any sequence of events that happens in a routine manner has already been considered for some form of automation. Second, I don't know how many times we've talked about the four things that matter on this podcast, but there's four things that matter. There's a clean copy of data, proactive threat hunter, visibility into security gaps, and an incident response plan. Automation and artificial intelligence can play a factor in all four of those, but we're seeing it widely adopted in number two, proactive threat hunter, and number three, visibility into security gaps right now. Taylor, Emily, y'all know antivirus. Y'all for sure know EDR, right?
For yeah. Sure.
All right. Well, EDR and next-gen AV, that brought the behavioral side of that program. So it used to be signature-based, now it's behavioral-based. And all that really meant was that it would take a pattern of what's normal. How does the system normally operate? How does traffic pass through it? Where does it physically reside? How is it connecting? And then it would see anomalies that don't fit that norm. It would isolate those anomalies, investigate them, and determine if they were malicious or not. That in itself, without needing human eye, is in itself automation or artificial intelligence leveraging inside of an antivirus tool. So what's the next step? Do y'all remember what the next step is? If you've got EDR, you got AV, what's the next step up the stack?
MDR.
MDR. Perfect. Our friends at Arctic Wolf would be very happy that you did that. But yeah, it's MDR or SIM. And so we're seeing that from just the front lines, the foundation of security, all the way up the stack to some of the more advanced stuff, it's all leveraging automation and AI. If you go into visibility in the security gaps, scanning consistently, looking for assets that might be on your network you don't know about, where those vulnerabilities might sit, that's all done leveraging some form of machine learning or artificial intelligence to equip the human brain with making decisions faster and prioritizing stronger. So all that goes to say that it's not that it's not impactful. It's that it's been impactful for a long time. We've seen this coming. We've been a part of it. We've been benefiting from it. And now it's just in front of us as consumers, as individuals, and not just in the corporate cybersecurity realm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the main consumer, I think you hit it spot on for ChatGPT is basically fun and games for us. But IT and our industry has been utilizing this tool in the back end for years. And it's adapting now.
Do either of y'all have an Echo at the house?
I used to.
Yes. Yeah, I do actually. It's listening to me right now.
Yeah, right. Well, that's another form of this. That's the automation and AI has already been in flow. There's a thing inside of the Alexa Echo that is routines. You can set up sequences of events. So the theory would be if my garage door opens and I'm coming home, certain lights would automatically turn on. My favorite song would turn on. The temperature of the home would normalize. All those things would occur. No, I do some better ones though. There's a handful of songs that my wife hates. One of the songs my wife hates is Surfin' Bird. You know Surfin' Bird?
Sing us a bar.
Emily, I was pulling for you on that one.
No, sing us a bar. Get us acquainted with it.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Mama, that song. Y'all know that song?
Yeah. I know that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Surfing bird, right? The bird is the word.
Yeah.
Ashley hates that song. So when she says, Alexa, turn off bedroom lamp, which is the last thing she does before going to bed, Alexa plays Surfing Bird. And that might be the best prank in the world.
It's the secret to marriage.
Short list of songs she hates. Yakety Yak, Don't Talk Back, Tiptoe to the Window, but nothing worse than Surfing Bird. So all that to say, this is already in our lives daily. It's just because it's in the forefront of what we can do with it to have it generate in a really quick manner literature or language that we don't come up with on our own that has us all kind of enamored by it. And so the question that we keep getting back from everybody is, where does this take us and how far can it go? Well, for everything we're doing with it for good, someone else can do for bad. No secret there. So we're always going to be chasing our tail a little bit and how to protect ourselves from cyber threats or non-cyber threats, right? So in this case, I think it's just still fun, but let's not be fooled. It's already ingrained in all the technologies we're using through that automation or our artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I just want to continue on with this conversation and just take it a little internally and why the buzz has started in center and just the parameters we're putting around it. I know a lot of businesses are probably wondering, how do we even control this? What's the first step? Mm-hmm. How do we have some safety protocols so that there is some control for our clients and us internally? So is center doing anything? Can we recommend anything? Where are we at with this?
Well, that's great. We are getting that question. Go ahead, Emily.
Yeah, so I know that we have a couple of best practices that we've put in place. Is that kind of what you're asking?
Sure. Yeah, sure. Best practices, or even if we feel inept to make recommendations, or we're just kind of going with the flow and figuring it out with the world.
Emily, what are some best practices you've heard?
We definitely have some best practices. First of all, you want to make sure that you're always adhering to your privacy notice. We recommend that everybody reference all of their, based on our best practices, reference your privacy policy. But for ours, we kind of adhere to this non-disclosure agreement and to keep all of our customer data confident. So that means that at no point in time are we putting anything anywhere that's customer related on the internet. It all stays internal. We're also very careful to review digital assets. So this includes, but it's not completely limited to network topology, credentials, infrastructure, IPs, servers, anything like that, just to make sure that we're on top of where our things are and where it's going, as well as any use of public domain data via ChatGPT. Make sure that you have the history off mode. The only thing you do need to note there is that we do know that ChatGPT does still keep a even if you hit history off. So that's something to keep in mind. And just stay safe, right? So if you're looking to use a current version of ChatGPT, make sure that you're always on the most current version of ChatGPT. There are a bunch of other places out there that are trying to mimic ChatGPT. So make sure that you're just practicing safe guidelines when interacting with ChatGPT. That's pretty much a high level of what we're doing at Center for staying safe with artificial intelligence.
Yeah, you bring up a good point, Emily. Like there's no telling what people are putting on there. I'd say one other element you didn't touch on that I'd really stress more than any other is just educate your staff, educate your workforce. It is not there's no excuse to putting in sensitive information on the internet in general. Don't assume ChatGPT, especially if you paid for like a subscription, means that all of a sudden it's special protected as well. Like it's your in-house program. It's not, it's still public. I would add maybe one step further, train your team that it's not an excuse for not doing your own work. Don't wait till the last minute, plug it in ChatGPT and turn it in. And remember that it's supposed to be novelty right now and not necessarily the professional fix for everything. I guess my fear would be if somebody thought that it was the end all be all and perfect, that they would take that code that they asked it to write, or they would take, fill in the blank, and then plug it in, and all of a sudden you've got vulnerabilities all over what you've tried to produce as production.
Well, guys, we hope this information is helpful to you and you're able to use it to communicate with your team to keep your business protected and the customers and clients you work with protected. That's it for us today. We'll see you next time.
When Bits Hit the Fan is hosted by James Schuler and Taylor Littlejohn and is produced by Emily Kirk. As a local IT services company, Center Technologies unites Texas hospitality with award-winning expertise. Businesses trust Center to eliminate IT headaches by being a champion for their vision and goals. We are a managed cloud and cybersecurity services provider known for delivering enterprise experience and personalized service with a local touch. Committed to customer satisfaction, we make sure that whatever the task, we do it right. To learn more about Center's passion for your IT experience, visit centertechnologies.com. See you next time.
James, I'm still curious about the pickup lines you asked ChatGPT for. Anything good?
You don't want to know those. You really want to know those?
At least give me one. Come on.
Taylor, if you were a vegetable, you'd be a cucumber.
Boo.
So bad.
I like it.
Emily, is your name really Google? Because you have everything I've been searching for.